Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Ears, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
All aboard for Relics and Rarities. Dave the Rave is hopping into the Relics and Rarities Super Express. I'm coming to your town, trying to find all those great regional one-hit wonders, all those records that fell right through the cracks. All those great lost 45s right here on Relics and Rarities. No Place Special, The Titans, 1964, came out on the Soma record label. I'm looking for those lost treasures out there. Day the Rave, it's our Relics and Rarity show. Here's a record calling for help, 1966, it's stuck at number 53. Oh, heard the Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett screaming, help me, I'm stuck at number 53 on the charts. I got a great record here called 99 and a half, but I'm too late. Data Rave was beat to that record by John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
1967.
Speaking of beautiful people, happy birthday to Bobby V.
You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love ya. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, cause you've always got something groovy to say. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. Talk about a girl with a sweet disposition. And wear them in your hair every day of the week for me. People turn around, they know we're the happiest people today in this whole town. And it's no wonder that they kind of wonder if we're not the grooviest couple around. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you.
Birthday boy Bobby V there. Beautiful people song that, of course, competed with Kenny Odell, the original version, on the charts. And both records went neck and neck. I think Bobby V came out slightly ahead. Beautiful people. Day of the Raven, our Relics of Rarities get together. Of course, I got a public service announcement for you right now. It's just a couple weeks ago that your taxes, your federal income taxes, were due. And in case you didn't pay your taxes, you might have got a bill in the mail from Uncle Sam. Don't be messing with Uncle Sam. Here's my public service announcement for you.
Today I got a letter from the Internal Revenue telling me about my tax was overdue, telling me that if I didn't pay, they had a little place they could send me away. They say you can't beat Uncle Sam, no matter what you have. The letter they sent to me, out spending fancy free. The deal went down, the money got low. Here come the tax men knocking on my door, saying you can't beat Uncle Sam, no matter what you have. If you make some money, you gotta give him his share. I never paid no tax before. He said, son, that sounds too thin. We're gonna have to bring you in. You know you can't beat on the sound, no matter what you have. If you make some money, you gotta give him a share. Well, you can't beat on the sound.
got that letter in the mail. I'm telling you, you can't beat Uncle Sam. That's Chris Kenner, the guy who brought you originally I Like It Like That in Land of a Thousand Dances. Woo, rocking with Dave the Rave. Uncle Sam's going to get you yet. Clapping his hands, stomping his feet, singing along to that record. Came out in the summer of 1965. Was the flip side of a record that only went to a high of number 102 on the charts. Out of New Orleans, the Dixie Cups. And that's what Uncle Sam says, I'm going to get you yet. Speaking of rare records, listen to this record. See if you can figure out who's singing the record. It's gonna drive you crazy. Day of the Rave on our Relics and Rarities get together.
You know your laugh, you want to
Okay, you're thinking it's the Four Tops. It's not the Four Tops who did that record. Believe it or not, that's the first single ever by the Fifth Dimension. It's called I'll Be Loving You Forever there from 1966. That's right, the first single by the Fifth Dimension. Quite a different sound than their first record. Write it down. Dave the Ravitar, Relics and Rarities Get Together, coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. Of 1964. That's a Sloan Barry song. I play a lot of Sloan Barry tunes. Those are some of my favorite writers. That's Ramona King on the Warner Brother record label. It's called You Say Pretty Words. That record is dedicated to Linda Gerrys. Linda Gerrys out there in Los Angeles, California. She writes the prettiest words in all these great emails that she sends me. I love those emails. Linda Gerrys, you write the best letters. That record's got to go out to you. You requested the record as well. Ramona King, and You Say Pretty Words. With all the Sloan Barry songs that I play, why don't we play one that's actually performed by P.F. Sloan himself?
Have you ever heard a lonely church bell?
record rips right through my soul. P.F. Sloan, I love you. Woo. That's called From a Distance. Hey, that record peaked at number 109 in the spring of 1966.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show. Relics and rarity show.
Next record goes out to AZ Joe. He loves this record. AZ Joe loves that record. Jimmy James and the Vagabonds came out in 1968. That record peaked at number 76 on the charts. Jimmy James, of course, born in Jamaica. He migrated over to London in the mid-1960s. Used to be the opening act, believe it or not, at many times for The Who. Jimmy James and the Vagabonds opening up for The Who. That's called Come to Me Softly, Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! Killer record, man. They love this record down at the beach.
Three lonely guys trying to hit your ride. Three lonely guys trying to hit your ride. Won't somebody please ride for me? I'm trying to get a break home. The daughter of a spinning ball. I don't have room to stay. Yeah, I got to see my baby. So won't somebody please ride for me?
group is called Brilliant Corners. It came out in 1968 on the Modern record label. It's called Three Lonely Guys. It sounds like a great record for South Carolina. All those people who love beach music, you got to find that record. Brilliant Corners, Data Rave, coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. It's the Relics of Rarities Vault, one of the largest repositories of all those great lost 45s. One of those great lost Motown records. Got to dig this one here from Eddie Holland. To find Eddie Holland 45s there. I'm on the outside looking in. Day of the Rave, Relics of Rares. I love to bring you all these great lost records. Woo! Love it. Day of the Rave, Relics of Rarities.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Day of the Rave. Come on, let's do the Capri. Grab your partner and
Everybody knew the Capri. That's Gene Cornish. Gene Cornish, who, of course, went to be a member of the Young Rascals. That's pre-Young Rascals, though. Gene Cornish, and let's do the Capri.
Today through age, relics and rarities. Ho, 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 ho. Beat the clock. Try to make it stop before time can draw the line and cut you down to her size. Beat the clock. Try to make it stop. Tell me how long will it take before you finally it stop before time can draw the line and cut you down to her size. Beat the clock. Try to make it stop. Tell me how long will it take before you finally realize that you're in this game the same as me. It stop before time can draw the line and cut you down to her size. Beat the clock. Try to make it stop. Tell me how long will it take before you finally realize that the carnival is over.
Dave the Rave would like to congratulate some people who are beating the clock, celebrating their birthday this past week. Tommy James, Bobby V, Frankie Valli, Leslie Gore, Dick Dale, and Tyrone Davis. Happy birthday. From 1967, the same year as that last record by the McCoys called Beat the Clock. This is the last chart record by The Circle. It goes out to Lee Dempsey. Thanks for the great email.
Follow me.
While attending Lafayette College. That's The Circle. That's their last chart record. It's called Penny Arcade. It peaked at number 95 in the top 100. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot! Here's a killer record from 1964. Freddie Gorman used to sing with a group called the Satin Tones. And, of course, later formed the Originals. But in 1964, put out this killer record. It's called In a Bad Way. Freddie Gorman, 1964, In a Bad Way. Every week here on Relics of Rarities, we go through all those 50,000-plus dirty, dusty, scratchy 45s. Day of the Rave takes one record off of the shelf. We dust the record off. We highlight the record, and it's called Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Great record by a gentleman called Jimmy Miller, discovered by Walt Gollander in East Orange, New Jersey.
Meeting every night on a back street. We know it isn't right, but we do. Keeping out of sight on a back street, 'cause we're not supposed to be seen together. We back street.
On the back.
Just
discovery that was for Walt Collender. Jimmy Miller, his signing bonus for doing that record was a 1965 red and black Ford Mustang purchased from Irvington Ford. It's called On a Back Street. Came out on the Counterpoint record label. The record was a pick of a lot of people. Variety, Record World, Cashbox, Billboard, all labeled that record a sure hit record, but it fell right through the cracks. Jimmy Miller, everybody find the record. Buy that record On a Back Street. Jimmy Miller, Day of the Raves, Discovery of the Week. Here's a record that in millennium time becomes a big hit for one of the Beatles. This is the original by James Ray.
I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I know what I've got to do. It's gonna take money.
Song, Got My Mind Set on You. James Ray was a homeless man discovered in Washington, D.C. by the great producer Jerry Granahan.
Today, the Rays, relics and rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. I don't know what I've been waiting for, but I
Record produced by David Gates. It's A Killer by Gwen Stacy. Ain't Gonna Cry No More.
1966.
On every tree that sits upward, singing a song of love. A song of love is a sad song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A song a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song. For I have loved and it's so. I sit at the window and watch the rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tomorrow I'll probably lust again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Carries that classic Man for Man sound, but the record never charted. Came out on the Ascot record label. It's called High Lily, High Low from Man for Man.
Music. A go, go.
You don't have to call the beads, but I'd like you to. If you like the music you hear on Relics of Rarity, if there's something you want to hear, need to contact me. It's Dave Rave XM Radio at AOL.com. Until next time, keep looking for relics and rarities.
Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.